哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter five.
二十节。
Verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
这个地方说，我们做主耶稣的使者。
And this passage says that we are ambassadors for Christ.
如果英文 ambassador 再翻过来就是我们是做主耶稣的大使。
And it says here that it uses the word ambassador.
有时候我们常常会觉得我们好像在社会上很卑微。
And sometimes in society we might feel very burdened.
多我一个也没有多什么，少我一个也没有少什么。
And it might feel like if we are not there, it won't make a difference.
但是从圣经看起来，我们在神的面前确实很尊贵的。
But from the Bible, we see that in God's eyes, we are actually very noble.
这实在是极大的恩典。
And this indeed is a grace.
神接纳我们做他的子女。
And God chose us to be his children.
这是一个很尊贵的身份。
And this is a very noble status.
要来承受天父在天国的产业。
For us to inherit the heavenly kingdom.
圣经说我们是基督的心腹。
And the Bible says that we are Jesus's.
心腹新娘。
That we are Jesus's bride.
要等候那最后的婚宴来到。
And we have to wait for the Christ to come.
那个是婚宴的开始。
And this is the beginning of the marriage.
那主耶稣爱我们这个心腹，爱到为我们而死。
And Christ so loved us as the bride that he was willing to die for us.
所以在主的面前哦，我们是极其宝贵的。
So in God's eyes, we are indeed very precious.
那这个地方再提到另外一种尊贵。
And here, it brings about another point of nobility.
就是我们在服侍神，做主耶稣的大使。
And it says that in our servitude, we have to be ambassadors for Christ.
60年代、70年代，美国很强盛。
In the 60s and 70s, America was a very strong country.
所以做美国的大使到全世界到处人欢迎。
So to be an ambassador for the U.S. was a very welcome thing.
但是美国只是地面上的一个国家。
But America is only a country.
那我们是做主耶稣的大使。
And we are actually ambassadors for Christ.
大使就是代表主耶稣。
And as an ambassador, we have to represent Christ.
那我们一个很平常的人，要怎么代表主耶稣？
And for someone who is very plain and ordinary, how do we represent Christ?
我们有什么证据说主耶稣用我做他，用我来做他的大使？
And what kind of evidence do we have to show that God wants us to be his ambassador?
我们先来看以赛亚书五十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah 51.
六十一章。
Isaiah 61.
以赛亚书六十一章。
Isaiah 61.
第一节。
Verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound.
第二节。
Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn.
这个地方说神用灵高在我身上，他用膏膏我，然后叫我传福音给谦卑的人。
And here it says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me for us to preach good tidings to the poor.
这里说用膏膏我。
And that it has, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me.
旧约时代有三种人要受膏。
And in the Old Testament, there were three types of people who were anointed.
一个是君王。
And the first were kings.
一个是先知。
And the second were prophets.
一个是祭司。
And the third were judges.
那这个先知就是代表神去传神的话。
And as prophets, they represented God to preach the gospel.
所以要受膏。
And so they had to be anointed.
那我们去传福音，就是代表主耶稣来传他救人的福音。
And when we are preaching, we have to represent God to preach the gospel of God.
那神膏我们。
And therefore God anointed us.
这个膏就是圣灵。
And his anointment is the Spirit.
所以每一个得圣灵的就是被神所差遣的。
And therefore everyone who receives the Holy Spirit has been chosen by God.
那这个得圣灵就是带有权柄。
And receiving the Holy Spirit means receiving God's power.
好像一个很强盛的国家，他就把这个权柄给这个大使。
And it's just the same way as a very powerful country who gives this power to an individual.
大使只是一个人。
And this ambassador is but a person.
但是这个国家给他的有这个权柄。
But the country will give this power to the ambassador.
所以他讲话就会有分量。
And therefore, when the ambassador speaks, they have a power.
那今天啊，我们有圣灵。
And today we have the Holy Spirit within us.
就是神差遣我们。
And this means that God chose us.
所以我们讲的话就带有权柄。
So the words that we speak have a certain sense of power.
这样我们才能够做大使。
And in this way, we are able to be ambassadors for Christ.
这个权柄在哪里表现？
And where is this power manifest itself?
如果看第一节，说，传福音给谦卑的人。
And if we see in verse 1, it says that we have to preach the good tidings to the poor.
那下面说医好伤心的人。
And later on, it says to heal the brokenhearted.
有很多人是心灵破碎，很忧伤痛苦。
And many people on this earth are very brokenhearted and going through difficult times.
神借着我们所传的话带有权柄，这个话进到他的内心会得到安慰。
And God uses our message filled with power that when it goes into their hearts, it will bring them a sense of comfort.
借着我们所传的话让他悔改。
And using the words that we preach, they will come to repent.
使他跟神建立关系。
And therefore, they are able to build a relationship with God.
使主的平安喜乐临到他。
And God's joy and peace will be upon them.
那下面说报告被掳的得释放。
And later on it says to proclaim liberty to the captives.
这个被掳就是被罪的，被罪所掳。
And in this way we have to proclaim liberty to them.
被罪，罪，
And this means sin.
被罪所抓走了。
And they are held captive by sin.
这个罪是有权柄的。
And sin also has another sort of power.
罪用各种不同的方法在控制人。
And sin uses different ways to control people.
用坏的习惯，坏的个性。
It might be through bad personality or difficult habits.
用我们世界上有很多这个好像喝酒用药这些。
And it might be drug addiction or alcoholism.
这个很多问题是人没有办法解决的。
And these kinds of problems are unable to be solved by men.
但是主借着我们传福音给他。
But God uses the message that we preach to other people.
罪的权势就解脱了。
And therefore, they are able to be free from this captivity of sin.
所以个性会改变，坏习惯会改变。
And therefore, their habits and personalities will begin to change.
罪里面的都可以解消。
And everything involving sin will be able to be abolished.
那下面说被囚的出监牢。
And later on, it says the opening of the prison to those who are bound.
有的是被魔鬼控制的。
And some people are being controlled by Satan.
他可以在神的权柄之下来出监牢。
And under God's power, they will be freed.
来报告神的喜年和神报仇的日子。
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
所以我们知道，特别在真耶稣教会，我们可以做主的大使，因为他用这个能力来膏我们。
And so we know that, particularly in True Jesus Church, we can be ambassadors for Christ because of God's power.
只要我们得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
As long as we receive the Holy Spirit and filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们就很有把握可以做主的大使。
We have a lot of certainty that we can be ambassadors for Christ.
我们看以赛亚书的十一章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
从耶西的本必发一条，从地生的枝子必结果子。第二节。
Verse 2.
神的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧跟聪明的灵，谋略跟能力的灵，知识跟敬畏神的灵。第三节。
Verse 3.
他必以敬畏神为乐，行审判，不凭眼见，断是非，不凭耳闻。这个地方在提到主耶稣。
And here the passage mentions Jesus Christ.
说神的灵住在他身上。
And it says that the Spirit of God rests in him.
所以他有智慧跟聪明。
And therefore he has wisdom and understanding.
他有谋略跟能力。
Counsel and might.
他有知识跟敬畏。
Knowledge and fear of the Lord.
这个灵今天就是在我们身上。
And the Spirit today is in our, in us as well.
所以我们在看新约圣经里面这些神所用的工人。
So when we read the New Testament and the people chosen by God,
他们都是被圣灵充满。
They were all filled by the Holy Spirit.
就是充满在主耶稣那个灵充满在他们身上。
And this means that the Holy Spirit was filled in them.
啊，所以我们看他们很有智慧。
And so we see that these characters were filled with wisdom.
有谋略，有能力。
And they had understanding, counsel, and might.
有知识，有敬畏。
Knowledge and fear of the Lord.
啊，我们做大使啊，这个不是说嘛自己讲就算了。
And as ambassadors for Christ, we can't just say that we have the status.
主耶稣确实是给我们一个证据。
And God actually gave us this testament.
哦，就是他的灵住在我们身上。
And the testament is that His Holy Spirit resides in us.
所以我们要祷告，被圣灵充满。
And as a result, we have to pray and be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那这个大使的权柄就很充满。
So the full power of this ambassadorship will live within us.
那这个大使还有一个很有权柄的，就是他可以用主的名。
And this ambassador has another sort of power is because they can use the name of the Lord.
好，我们看，现在看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 20.
啊，《使徒行传》二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
哦，十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
啊，从十三节啊到十五节，请读。
Acts chapter 19, verse 13. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." Verse 14. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. 15.And the evil priest answered and said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you?
这个地方在讲，保罗在传道的时候，有一些人啊，谈自称主耶稣的名。
And when Paul was preaching the gospel at the time, some Jewish exorcists called themselves the name of the Lord.
他是犹太人。
They were Jewish.
当然这些是没有信耶稣的。
And of course, these individuals did not believe in the Lord.
也没有得圣灵。
And they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
但是他想要用主耶稣的名。
But they wanted to call on the name of the Lord.
就要赶鬼。
To call out the evil spirits.
十五节那个鬼就说，耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你是谁。
But 15 it says, the evil spirit said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you?
耶稣就是神，所以我认识。
And Jesus is God, so I know him.
保罗是主的大使。
And Paul is God's ambassador.
神有圣灵的能力在他身上，我也认识。
And Jesus had the power of the Holy Spirit, so I know them.
但是你是谁？
But who are you?
你是谁就是表示你没有资格用这个名字。
And who are you means that you have no right to use this name.
所以主耶稣这个名字不是每个人都可以用的。
So the name of the Lord is not something that everyone can use.
是神要我们来服侍他，给我们圣灵，我们用这个名字就大有权柄。
And if God wanted us to serve him and we use his name, then this name has a great power.
所以恶鬼就跳到这个人的身上。
And so the evil spirit jumped onto the body of this individual.
他鬼不但没有赶出去，鬼跑回来制服了他们。
And the evil spirit, in verse 16 says, overpowered them.
好，所以我们就知道，我们今天在教会里面奉耶稣的名可以赶鬼，就是表示主耶稣接受我们做大使。
So we know that today, when we can cast out evil spirits by God's name, Jesus chose us to be his ambassador.
他有权柄给我们。
And he gave us this sense of power.
所以我们非常有把握，主耶稣用我们做大使。
And therefore, we have the certainty that Jesus chose us to be his ambassador.
我们再来看《使徒行传》。
Let's continue to look at the book of Acts.
使徒行传的第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
第三章的十二节。
Verse 12. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk?
彼得跟约翰在美门的门口叫一个瘸腿的走路。
And here, Paul and John, Peter and John allowed someone to walk.
那大家就很稀奇看这两个人，今天这两个人很厉害。
And when the lame man began to walk, he looked at Peter and John and thought that they were very miraculous.
那彼得就解释，你以为是凭我的能力跟潜能叫这个人走吗？
And Peter explained, do you think it was through my power that I made this man walk?
不是的。
And indeed, it's not.
那为什么彼得可以叫这个人起来走？
But how could Peter tell this lame man to walk?
十六节。
Verse 16.
我们因信他的名，他的名叫你们所认识这个人健壮了。
And It says, and his name through faith in him has made this man strong.
所以我们在使徒行传里面看这些神所用的这些工人，奉主的名赶鬼，奉主的名行神迹。
So in the book of Acts, we see God's disciples were able to use the name of the Lord to cast out demons and made the lame man walk.
还有奉主的名给人洗礼，罪得赦免。
And in the name of the Holy, the name of the Lord Jesus, they were able to baptize people and help them receive the Holy Spirit.
我们是人，我们怎么有可能把人的罪洗掉？
And we are all people. How can we erase sins?
但是我们用奉主的名。
But when we use the name of the Lord,
他的罪就洁净了。
Sins will be cleansed.
我们怎么知道他的罪洁净？
And how do we know that their sins are cleansed?
使徒行传十九章说他本来没有得圣灵。
And Acts chapter 19 says they didn't have the Holy Spirit.
他也信耶稣，他没有得圣灵。
They believed in the Lord but did not have the Holy Spirit.
他也受洗。
And they were baptized.
但是他那个只是悔改。
But that was just repentance.
那保罗奉耶稣的名给他洗礼。
And Paul used the name of the Lord to baptize people.
按手圣灵就降下来。
And the Holy Spirit descended.
所以我们就可以知道说我们在真耶稣教会这个真的我们是在做大事。
And so we can see that in our church we are truly all ambassadors for Christ.
你看基督徒这么多大部分都没有圣灵。
And there are so many Christians on earth and most of them do not have the Holy Spirit.
来到真耶稣教会洗礼祷告就得圣灵。
And when they come to True Jesus Church and they pray and they get baptized, they receive the Holy Spirit.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为神用我们做大使。
Because God uses us to be his ambassadors.
所以我们奉主的名有权柄让那个人洁净。
So in his name we have this power for their sins to be cleansed.
所以我们常常这样想，我们真的是一个很卑微的人。
And oftentimes we might think that we are very insignificant.
在神面前竟然变成这么尊贵。
And in God's presence we actually become so noble.
他用我们做他的大使。
And he uses us to be his ambassadors.
这是神所纪念的一种很美好的身份。
And this is a status that God gave to us.
我们回来看哥林多后书。
Let's continue to look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
21节。
Verse 21. 5 verse 21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
这个大使的目的在二十节最后一句说，求你们与神和好。
And the purpose of this ambassador is in verse 20 to be reconciled to God.
就是把人带回到神的面前跟神和好。
And this means for a man to be brought to the presence of God and to be reconciled with God.
使人能够跟神的国有份，跟神的恩典有份。
And this allows man to have part with the heavenly kingdom and God's grace.
所以我们就了解说哦，我们在这个世界上啊，能够做主的大使去传福音，这个对这个人来讲，我们传福音给他是给他一个最大的爱，最大的恩典。
And when we understand that when we're preaching on this earth and we preach the gospel to people, this is the greatest gift and the greatest grace we can give to other people.
我们的生活也变成很有意义。
And our lives in turn become full of meaning.
有没有做一件很好的善事？
Because we do something very good.
他跟神和好。
And we were able to reconcile someone else to God.
一个卑微的人要跟神和好。
And someone so low and insignificant to become reconciled to God.
跟这么伟大的一个神和好。
To become reconciled to a God that is so wonderful and almighty.
就是借着我们做大使这个身份，给我们能力权柄这样去成全。
And we use this by, with our ambassadorship, and our power. 好，
那到底是怎么能够借着我们传的福音与神和好呢？
And how do we preach the gospel to other people to be reconciled to God?
21节。
It says in verse 21.
神使那没有罪的替我们成为罪。
For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us.
我们知道那个没有罪的就是主耶稣。
And we know that the person with no sin is Jesus Christ.
那代替我们成为罪就是被挂到十字架上。
And to be sin for us means that he was crucified on the cross.
为我们的罪付出赎价。
And he was an atonement for our sins.
那好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And the purpose of this was that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
什么叫做在他里面？
And what does it mean in him?
就是在他的救恩里面。
It means that in his saving grace.
他洗掉我们的罪。
He washed away our sins.
所以我们就披戴神的义。
And therefore, we have this righteousness of God on us.
那神是义的神。
And God is a righteous God.
我们披着神的义就可以跟他和好。
And with the righteousness of God, we are able to be reconciled with God.
神就不看我们的罪。
And God will no longer look at our sins.
不是我们没有罪。
Because it doesn't mean that we are sinless.
是主耶稣给我们一件白衣穿上去。
And it means that he gave us this righteous robe.
所以凭着主耶稣这个白衣去跟神和好。
And with the righteousness of Jesus, we are able to be reconciled to God.
所以人世之间啊，最重要就是要跟神和好。
And as humans, our greatest purpose is to be reconciled to God.
啊，因为一生会有很大的改变。
And in this way, our lives will have many different changes.
我们一生最大的损失就是不认识神。
And the greatest loss in our lives is to not to know God.
哦，主耶稣来世界，充充满满有恩典，有真理。
And Jesus came on earth with truth.
啊，如果我们没有跟神和好。
And if we are unable to be reconciled to God,
生活没有恩典。
Our life is without grace.
我们活得也没有真理。
And our life is without truth.
没有真理，事情看不清楚。
And without truth, we cannot see things with good perspective.
模模糊糊的。
And we will live very blindly.
我们看到很多很表面的假象，看不出真相。
And we will only see things on the surface and not reality.
因为我们没有真理。
Because we don't have the truth.
那有真理，事情看得很清楚。
And with the truth, we are able to see things very clearly.
不会被迷惑。
And we won't be blinded.
我们知道我们在追求什么。
And we know what we are pursuing.
我们知道人生有价值的是什么。
And we know what has purpose in our lives.
我们知道人要活着怎么有意义。
And we know how to live in order to have a purposeful life.
因为我们知道真理。
And this is because we know the truth.
所以人一生最大的损失不是没有赚到钱。
So the greatest loss in someone's life is not to earn enough money.
也不是没有享过福。
And not to have a lot of wealth.
也不是没有读过书。
And not to have a lot of education.
人最大的损失是他不认识神。
But the greatest loss is to not to know God.
或者他认识神，但是他跟神没有建立关系。
Or rather to know God, but not to have a relationship with God.
那这样的人。
And this type of person,
就是要借着主耶稣用我们做大使，把他拉回来跟神建立关系。
Requires us as ambassadors to pull them back so that they can establish a relationship with God.
所以如果我们带一些人来信主，
And so if we bring certain people to come to church and know God,
这一些人会一生一世感谢我们。
These individuals will thank us for the rest of their lives.
除了感谢神之外，他会非常感谢我们。
And besides thanking God, they will also thank us.
因为借着我们做的功。他人生改变了。
Because through our holy work, their lives were able to be changed.
所以我们要把握机会啊，各种得时不得时要传福音。
So we have to take hold of every opportunity and preach the gospel.
因为我们是被托付做主耶稣的大使。
Because we were compelled by God to become His ambassadors.
那除了这个做大使很尊贵之外
，And in addition to being very noble as an ambassador,
那让我们很想把这个大使的工作做好，到底是什么原因
？And what prompts us to do the work of ambassador？
好，我们现在回来看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's continue to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
13节。
Verse 13. 5 verse 13. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God; or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
这里保罗在提到他本身的体验。
And here Paul brings about his personal experiences.
他说我如果是癫狂，这是为着神。
And he says that if I'm beside myself, it is for God.
什么叫做癫狂？
And what does it mean to be beside ourselves?
癫狂就是在一般正常的人看起来不正常，那就是癫狂。
And to be beside ourselves mean that it might look different and weird to other people.
那保罗说我如果癫狂是为神。
But here Paul says that if I'm beside myself, it's for God.
那为什么保罗会觉得说他是癫狂？
And why would Paul feel that he was beside himself?
因为以世界上人的这个一般的价值观、一般的观念来判断他不正常。
Because from a worldly point of view, he seemed abnormal.
他说过去我以为有益的，我现在因为耶稣都当作有损。
And he said that when he came to know God, the things of the past that he found purposeful were no longer had its purpose.
哦，他本来是法利赛人。
And before he was a Pharisee.
法利赛人是社会那个宗教的领导阶层，这是当时社会的一个受尊重的。
And to be a Pharisee in society of the time, it was very respectful.
他是公会的议员。
And he had a high place in society.
公会 council.
And he was a council.
像美国的参议院 senator.
Just like this senator in America.
所以在这个政治的场合里面，他是很尊贵的。
So from a political point of view, he was very noble.
在学术的场合里面，他是加玛略受教，他是最好的老师教出来的。
And from an educational point perspective, he had the greatest teacher.
从律法上来讲，他是说我是无可指摘的。
From the point of the law, he was very educated.
他是行为很完全的，从律法上来讲。
And his actions and everything were very respectful.
那一个这样的一个人。
And how could this type of individual
忽然有一天说，他说我信耶稣了。
One day come to say that I believe in God.
法利赛人我不要。
I don't want to be a Pharisee anymore.
公会的议员我也不要。
I don't want to be a council anymore.
加玛利受教育这个我也不觉得这个重要。
And I don't care about my education.
律法上的义我也不重要。
And I don't care about the law.
我去传耶稣。
I want to preach for Jesus.
是你们大家钉死的耶稣。
And I want to preach for the Jesus that everyone crucified.
所以大家看到保罗这个改变呢，这个很难了解。
So everyone saw this change in Paul and was unable to understand this.
因为跟一般人不一样。
Because it was different from ordinary people.
就是癫狂。
And therefore he was beside himself.
那为什么说癫狂？
And why would he say beside himself?
我如果癫狂是因为神。
And it said, if I'm beside myself, it is for God.
是因为他对神的认识。
And because he came to understand God.
还有神在他里面改变他。
And God in him changed him.
那怎么改变他？
And how did God change him?
十四节。
It says in verse 14,
原来基督的爱激励我们。
For the love of God compels us.
神的爱在感动他。
And the love of Christ was what moved Paul.
如果一个人能够爱人爱到替众人死。
If one person was able to die for all,
这个人就是主耶稣了。
And this person is Jesus Christ.
那如果这个爱充满在我们里面，
and this, if this love is filled in us,
那我们活着以后生活就会改变了。
If we continue to live, then our lives will completely change.
所以十五节。
So it says in verse 15,
使叫那死的活，不再为自己活，乃是为他复活的主活。
And he died for all that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
所以有没有可能一个人一生都是为主耶稣活？
And is it possible for one person to live their whole lives for God?
当然有可能。
Of course, it's possible.
但是要有一个条件。
But there has to be one requirement.
就是主耶稣的爱要充满在他里面。
And this requirement is that the love of Jesus has to be filled in him.
他就可以一生为主耶稣活。
And after this, they will be able to live their whole lives for God.
如果主的爱没有充满在我们里面，
and if the love of Jesus is not filled within us,
不可能。
There is no chance.
人不可能一生为主耶稣活。
There is no chance for us to live our whole life for God.
因为大家都是爱自己的。
Because everyone innately loves themselves.
只有那个上头的爱充满在我们里面，我们才会改变啊。
Only if the love of Christ fills us, we are able to change.
所以爱很大，大到保罗说我癫狂。
And so the love of Christ compelled him that he was beside himself.
那如果爱到这个程度，
and if it was love to this degree,
信仰就很有力量了。
His faith would have a lot of power.
所以有时候我们常常发现哦，教会里面如果一些信徒很懂得感恩，这个教会很有力量。
And sometimes we might think that if we have believers that really are thankful, this church would be very powerful.
感恩，感谢神的恩典。
Very thankful for God's grace.
大家这个教会会很有力量。
And if we are thankful for God's grace, then the church will be very powerful.
因为大家都想要为神做一些事情。
Because everyone wants to do holy work for God.
但是如果教会没有人感恩，
but if the church doesn't have anyone thankful for the love of God,
这个教会没有力量。
Then this church will be very powerless.
为什么？
And why is that?
没有人感恩，你叫谁做什么？
If no one is thankful, then who will do the holy work for God?
那有感恩的心，就是神的爱在感动他。
And to have a thankful heart means that God's love compels us.
所以大家都要为神活。
So everyone will be living for God.
因为主耶稣很爱我。
Because we know that Jesus loves us very much.
所以我要为他做一些事情。
And so we are compelled to do work for him.
这个就是保罗的人生。
And this was the life of Paul.
所以这个信仰的关键哦，有一个很重要关键，就是要神的爱充满在我们里面。
And a very important requirement for our faith is to be filled with God's love.
那我们就癫狂了。
And we will be beside ourselves.
但是在保罗做大使的过程当中，
but in Paul's life as he was an ambassador for Christ,
他还有一点很重要。
There was also another point that was very important.
我们看十三节下半句。
Let's look at the latter half of verse 13.
说我若谨守是为你们。
Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
这个很奇妙，就是癫狂跟谨守可以同时存在。
This is very miraculous because being beside ourselves and of sound mind can occur simultaneously.
在这个世界哦，癫狂跟谨守是不能同时存在。
In this world, being beside ourselves and of sound mind is cannot occur at the same time.
如果一个人癫狂，
if someone is beside themselves,
他说你要机场，我载你去，你一定不敢。
And if you they ask you to bring them to the airport, you wouldn't be able to.
那可能还没有到机场，已经到天国了。
Because if you arrive at the airport, you might be in heaven already.
癫狂啊，你怎么可以坐他的车子？
Because they're beside themselves. How can you ride in their cars?
但是保罗一方面他是癫狂。
But in one hand, Paul was beside himself.
但是他头脑又很清醒。
But he had a very sound mind.
所以他就说，我说谨守，谨慎自守，这是为你们。
And so he says that if I'm of sound mind, it is for you.
那保罗为什么做大使他也要谨守呢？
And why, as an ambassador, did Paul also need to have a sound mind?
因为他知道，他作为做主的大使，啊，去牧养的这些信徒，去传福音的这些人，啊，需要用属灵的智慧来带领他们。
Because he knew, as an ambassador for Christ, to preach and to pastor, he had to use God's wisdom for guidance.
所以他信仰才能够站立得住，信仰才能够成长。
So that his own faith will be able to be established and continue to grow.
因此从哥林多前书开始。
Therefore, from 1 Corinthians,
在这个哥林多教会很多问题当中
the church of Corinth, when it encountered many problems,
保罗很热心做圣工，但是他头脑很清楚。
Paul very fervently did holy work for God, but he had a very sound mind.
在第一章里面他说他不用高言大志来传福音。
In chapter 1, he says that he does not preach with very powerful words.
这个希腊人
And for the for the Greeks,
他喜欢听哲学的理论。
And Greeks liked to listen to philosophical wisdom.
那保罗也受过哲学教育，他也可以这样讲。
And Paul also received philosophy in his education.
但是保罗不讲。
But Paul didn't use philosophy to convince them.
他就是讲主耶稣的大能跟他的救恩。
He just talked about God's power and God's saving grace.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为他要让人的信仰完完全全建立在神的话，而不是建立在一套哲学思想上。
Because he wanted their faith to be established on God's word and not on philosophy.
好，那犹太人要神迹。
And the Jews wanted miracles.
但是保罗也是传主耶稣的救恩。
But Paul still preached of God's saving grace.
因为一直传神迹没有道理，这个信仰是没有根的。
Because preaching miracles without God's word, there is no stem in that.
这个信仰有时候经不起考验的。
And their faith is not able to be tested.
所以有时候你看有的人也得圣灵，看异象，祷告也得医治，但是怎么信仰？教会里面不见了。
So sometimes we see many people who see a lot of miracles, but they have no faith.
就道理不够。
Because they don't have enough knowledge.
没有扎根。
And their knowledge is not very rooted.
所以这个保罗头脑很清醒啊。
And so Paul had a very sound mind.
他是很谨守。
And here it says his mind was very sound.
那再来就是这哥林多教会哦，如果到哥林多前书第三章。
And if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
那有人就说我属保罗，我属亚波罗，我属彼得。
And some people said that I am of Paul, I'm of Peter, I'm of Apollos.
那保罗说。
And Paul replied saying,
说你们这个是属肉体。
And these are all fleshly matters.
你们是婴孩。
And you are but infants.
你们不能吃干粮。
And you guys cannot depend on spiritual milk.
保罗很清楚，他服侍神是要带给教会合一，不是因为他教会变成分裂。
So Paul was very clear that in preaching, he needed to unify the church.
所以我们今天头脑要很清醒。
And in the same way today, we need to have very sound minds.
我们为什么做圣工？
Why do we do holy work?
要让教会发展。
To make the church grow.
教会发展一定要合一。
And for the church to grow, it has to be very unified.
如果很热心，好像癫狂一样，到最后把教会分裂了，这个就不跟我们服侍神的用意是不一样的。
And if we are very fervent, but we are beside ourselves, then this is not truly serving God.
所以保罗说，我为你们很谨守。这个大使啊，他是任务很重要，但是头脑很清醒。
And Paul, as an ambassador, he was beside himself for God, but he had a very sound mind.
因此，在保罗在哥林多前书里面，他提到很多的。他的谨守。
And therefore, in 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about a lot about his personal experiences.
在第八章里面。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
他说论到祭偶像的东西，第一节我们都有知识。
And it says in verse 8 that everyone has knowledge concerning idols.
但是知识叫人自高自大，只有爱心能造就人。
But we know that knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
所以有这个知识。
So to have this knowledge,
他就知道你去拜偶像的庙坐一坐，甚至你住在那里也没有关系。
It would be okay to you would know that you people worship idols.
因为你知识让我们得自由。
Because knowledge will give you liberty.
但是
but
我们的自由需要有一个界限。
This type of liberty also needs limits.
就是爱心。
And this limit is love.
所以有时候我们当父母的，你什么电视你都可以看。
And sometimes as parents, we will tell our children you can watch any type of TV program.
我们本身会很谨慎啊。
And in ourselves, we might be very sound-minded.
因为小孩子会学。
Because we know that our children will learn.
所以我们的自由就用爱心把它界限了。
And this knowledge will be shaped by love.
小孩子在了，有一些节目你不可以看。
And when they're when our kids are near, that they, we will not watch certain TV programs.
这个就是爱心了。
And this is love.
所以有时候我们常常发现呢，懂得圣经以后，你觉得很自由。
Sometimes we might feel that when we understand the Bible, we feel very free.
但是当我们在教会里面做圣工，我们发现有很多事情你也不能做。
But when we do holy work, we might feel that there are a lot of limitations.
不是你不可以做。
And it's not that we can't do these things.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为有的人，我们做了会让他跌倒。
Because if we do these things, it might cause other individuals to stumble.
所以这一种癫狂是有谨守的。
So we have to be beside ourselves, but also of sound mind.
我们再回来看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
17节。
Verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
那既然我们代表主耶稣做大使，
And if we represent Christ to be as ambassador,
我们生活也需要有改变。
Our lives also have to undergo change.
有时候我们在看一个国家的大使出门都穿西装带领带，虽然天气很热，他也需要，因为这个是礼节，代表他的国家。
And sometimes we see that ambassadors for different countries will wear suits when they represent their countries.
那我们到外面去做圣工，我们代表主耶稣。
And when we go out and do the holy work and represent Christ,
所以我们生命要更新变化。
Our lives in the same way have to undergo change.
旧事已过，都变成新了。
And old things have to pass away, and we have to become new.
以前有很多人，这个我不喜欢，那个我合不来，这个是旧事。
In the past, we might have different people we can't interact with. This has to be an old thing.
那现在在基督里。
And now that we are in Christ,
我们要跟每一个人和好。
We have to be reconciled to every individual.
变成新的。
To become a new creation.
本来脾气很暴躁。
And before we might have anger problems.
大家都知道我们在公司里面最喜欢发脾气。
And everyone knows that we might throw tantrums at work.
那现在要做基督的大使。
And now to become an ambassador for Christ.
要改变。
We have to change.
变新的。
To become a new person.
这样才能够做大使啊。
And in doing so, then we can become an ambassador.
如果还发那个牛脾气，怎么去传福音？
Because if we still have our anger tantrums, how do we preach the gospel?
所以在基督里旧事已过，要变成新的。
So in Christ, we have to become a new creation.
这样我们才能够真的代表主耶稣。
And in this way, we can truly represent Christ.
如果我们真的生命更新，
And if we really have a new life,
神与我们同在，
And God lives in us,
我们就有大使的权柄，
We will have the complete power of this ambassadorship,
大使的表现，
And we will manifest the power of being an ambassador.
所以服侍神确实是很宝贵，
So in serving God is indeed a very noble task.
因为卑微的人竟然能够做基督的大使，
Because for us to be so insignificant, we can become ambassadors for Christ.
神会纪念我们的工作。
And Christ will remember our love.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
449.
449.